Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
You like prison movies, do you?
No, I don't.
No.
Did you see how your eyes lit up when you asked that question?
Because first you want me in a hot tub, and now you're talking about how much you like
prison movies.
You wanted
me in a hot tub, and you're the one that wants to be naked.
This is not my cup of tea.
That's not me.
Not me. I'm usually in Bible study at this time of
the day. I'm seeing your side. I'm drifting away from Doug quickly.
You're still going to get in the tub with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. You haven't drifted that far apart.
Cut two.
Doug, you alt-right piece of crap.
Whoa.
You listen here for a second.
All right.
Because if my daughter wants to be in the Boy Scouts, she has every damn chance in the world to do it, okay?
What's wrong with the Girl Scouts?
No, if she wants to tie ropes instead of selling cookies, she should be allowed to do it.
Girl Scouts can tie rope.
Cut three.
Doug Vaughn, of course.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
And he's hanging out, and he's chilling literally because it's a little chilly in the studio.
Sweet mother of God, for the love of all things holy, can someone turn down the air conditioner! It's about 34 degrees in here!
I'm glad I brought my scarf.
Cut four.
You're at St. Charles Lanes and you're having a couple of good frames, and here comes Edie Falco. And she says, "Hey, big boy."
No, she'd say, "Hi, Iggy."
How'd you like to spend about 30 or 40 minutes in the game room with me? You're going to say, "Carmella, not today."
Yeah, I think I would.
Wow.
I don't find her attractive. I'd probably bang Michael Imperioli before I'd bang her.
Oh,
that's
geez.
A big give.
Cut five.
As I wadded through the Hoosiers, I told myself not to make
waded,
it.
Waded through the Hoosiers. Not wadded through them.
They're two. And they're. Are you sure that's it?
Well, he may have misspelled it, but I'm sure he's trying to say waded.
As I waded through the Hoosiers.
Cut six.
If she wants to be in the Boy Scouts and go on camping trips, then she damn well is allowed to do it. And I'm tired of you saying
don't the Girl Scouts go on camping trips?
They do.
Sure they do.
My quarrel's with Doug. I don't even know. No, we're just talking about regular girls or transgender, whatever the heck you want to be.
And you want your son to be able to go into the girls' bathroom, right?
I have a daughter, you idiot.
Cut seven.
Gritchick's coming on just to say hi to Doug.
Oh, hello, Randall. You miss me?
Is Doug there?
Yes, it's me.
Doug, what's up, my man?
Oh, not much. How are things down there?
It's doing great. Sad you had to go back to St. Louis.
Yeah, me too. We really bonded there for a while, didn't we?
Yeah, when are you going to be back down?
Probably never.
You think we could trade you for Jim?
Well, that'd be a nice trade-off for the Fox people, I'm sure.
I think so, too. We need to work on that. So let's talk to your bosses.
All right.
If not, we'll meet up in St. Louis, though.
Okay, very good.
Well, Gritch, to let you know, I have a nice hot tub picked up.
I got to go. We got to.
Okay, yeah, sorry to bother you.
Didn't want the hot tub talk.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
You're at Wheelhouse one night, and Randall Gritchick goes into the restroom, and you and your friend follow him in.
No, we physically were not in the bathroom with him. He did throw us under the bus on that story.
I'm thinking, and I'm sure you are too, Jesse, MFF.
I mean, obviously Hillary and I were standing by the bathroom so we could open out, guys, but... What?
They down for a threesome.
I don't know.
Have you participated in an MFF?
No.
Oh, that's a... Doug, you're moving.
How
your
about
chips
the more
all
popular
in.
MMF?
Cut two.
Is Alvin Mack married?
And he loves America.
And he's got a hell of a basement, too.
What?
Hell of a basement.
His man cave. Know? He just bought a candy machine from Beer Cats.
Well, now that he's got a candy machine, I think we're all interested.
Did you bring my M&Ms?
Hey?
Is that what the candy machine is for?
It does have M&Ms in there. It's got five different kinds of candy in there.
Why do you know about his basement, Iggy, you sick freak?
Cut three.
Anybody pique your curiosity, bro?
No, I don't fly that way, but let me tell you, they love like the skinny twink that they can dom.
Like, oh, many questions.
That was said too smoothly.
It was actually said, I might have paraphrased, that was a quote.
A guy came up to you and said, I love the skinny twink I can dom?
Yes, yes.
Cut four.
Do you still travel the country and feature at all, or is that also in the past?
Nope, I hung up my stripper shoes as well. No more clear heels for this kid. I went through this depornification phase, which I was telling my friends. My friends were like, what are you doing? First layer was all clear heels. Must evacuate the premise. There can be none in my home. I will never need to wear them again. they are all going in the dumpster. And I filled up a dumpster with these clear heels, and I just could not imagine what the trash guy's face looked like when they saw nothing but clear heels.
Cut five.
Have you ever dabbled with other women?
Crying out loud. She's got this friend in the nail that is interested
in. Yeah, yeah. You know, I've experimented with Bubbles' girlfriend.
With Bubbles?
Bubbles also lives in New Athens.
What is going on here?
They live in New Athens. That's what the Fred from the poor part of the nail.
I know. Sounds like this Colorado thing's a little swing deal. I don't know.
Yeah.
Cut six.
Do you watch game tape of yourself? Do you watch it and kind of critique your work?
I actually watch a lot of my films. I have masturbated to some of my own films.
God.
That's hot.
Cut seven.
Oh, she did not seem interested in that. Which is fine. I'll holler at Hillary.
Okay, I'm all right.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
I'll show you how my mind works. When Brad Lee came in here to do hockey, I went out there and I was trying to put together a sexy Hello Daddy collage.
What do you have?
Hey, Daddy.
Hey there, Daddy.
Daddy.
Hey, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy.
Well, hello, Daddy. How you doing?
You were able to put that together pretty quickly, considering that Larry's Periscope was 12 hours ago.
That took me 5 minutes. I know where to go.
Cut two.
What do you guys see coming for Ole Miss with the NCAA sanctions? Do you think they're actually going to get the hammer?
Doug, I know you were talking about this in our pre-show meeting.
Yeah, I know some of the things that they've done go against the rules, and I'm sure there will be some sanctions. We don't know if they're serious. Mm-hmm. We don't know if they're not serious.
Right. I agree.
You know, this is a situation. We've broken this down many times, and when we break something down, it stays broken.
Yes, that's correct. I do agree, yes.
Cut three.
We were friends with the gay waiter, so after we all get off work from the Breckenridge, we'd all go out to Faces and dance. Pop a Black Beauty and just dance.
Doug, what's that mean?
I don't know. What, sounds like you rode a horse out there. You jumped on Black Beauty and you rode out to Faces.
Wasn't Mickey Rooney in that?
I'll never forget this. Our food and beverage manager, who I thought was a stud. I thought he was banging them two at a time. Well, he was, but saw him on the dance floor. Iggy got his shirt off dancing with a dude.
Well, what do you expect? It's a gay club.
Well, we were there. We weren't gay.
If you go to a gay bar because, quote, you just like to dance and your friends are gay, end quote, you are also gay. Thank you.
Cut four.
And I'll give a tip to the listeners. When you get on Uber, you got 5 minutes to cancel your last Uber. So what you do is you keep clicking through Uber and you keep canceling them until you find a good-looking girl on the Uber. Cancel the fat white guy. Cancel sure. The good-looking black guy. You cancel the brown guy.
Sure.
Cancel the chubby white girl.
Sure.
All of a sudden, there's a hot girl of any shade.
Yep.
And you click that and you take the hot Uber driver.
Cut five.
Come on, get Illinois State in there. Where are the Redbirds? 17 out of 18 in the conference. Why do you hate the Mo-Val? Come on, knock it off, NC2A Selection Committee. Get your act together. How are we going to look them in the eye? I can't. I hope you can. Congratulations, you've hurt a lot of feelings. That's because the NC2A Selection Committee hates the Mo-Val. This Wichita State team, they're long. They'll get up and guard you. And if they hit their threes, they can beat anybody.
That's correct.
What's that tell you about the Selection Committee?
Cut six.
You like when listeners suggest places to have gay sex, don't you, bro?
Does that happen? Some guys are golfing in a foursome.
And all of a sudden, they just, you know what?
They
no.
just discover
I'd
that
like
they're
to manually
that they...
pleasure the guy who just birdied.
It doesn't happen.
Cut seven.
Bachelor number two. If you could be any animal, what would it be?
I will be a jackrabbit.
Sure you would.
And why?
Because I can do it fast and hard.
Oh my God! Damn it, why?
Cut. Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
Okay, what about this poem? What about this poem? We understand you wrote another poem.
Yeah, I know you got to get the email today, so it's a poem for you boys. Is that okay?
Sure, yeah.
Oh my God, poetry. I thought you just wrote them into adult film stars.
No, this is a friend poem. Do you guys?
Give it right to your buddy's poems.
I've not done that yet.
Cut two.
People were saying the Blues were done when they traded Kevin Shattenkirk, but you heard me. You heard me.
What?
And C-Monster can play the audio. We don't have it, but C-Monster can play the audio.
I don't know.
Which I said, all these frauds in the St. Louis media said that they were done.
I remember.
Right here, I said they were going to surge.
You said Shattenkirk was holding them back.
Yep. Play the audio.
Yeah,
you don't have it?
That. Let's get that audio.
Market soft.
Cut three.
Iggy, I saw they posted a picture of you in black negligee with a human being, I think a woman, licking your nipples.
Oh, jeez.
You think a woman?
You just couldn't.
Well, do you think I let a dude lick my nipples? It's not like I don't talk about that on PJ night that I dress in lingerie.
PJ night, Doug.
You wore a black negligee to the disco? Wasn't crotchless, was it?
Well, I didn't have anything else on, so I had to crop the picture so it was cut at the chest and not...
So you could see your love?
Yeah.
Cut four.
Tim started a radio show. The cat followed him, although he didn't know. Doug came along as a Channel 4 guy. He laid low. Plowboy joined the show with the smoke he blows. Oh. Iggy is the black sheep of the radio show. French fries, Tim's show talks of well. Curly fries, steak fries, waffle fries, all fries. To get the best fry, I think this show would die. Why can't this show not broadcast from strip bars? Is Naked Girls for this show going too far?
Nice.
Cut five.
How long do you think it took him before he started that to say salutations across the nation?
I like that.
Did you?
I did.
You're kidding, right?
When I get an opportunity to travel to Scottsdale, Arizona, I never want to leave.
Now, here's some inside broadcasting, but we were at a meeting with him many years ago with Martin Kilcoyne, and he got Martin mad, and Martin walked out, but he started that meeting, as I recall, by saying salutations across the nation. And
I don't remember
like,
that.
That's nice. Yeah.
What are we? And a pretty sizable wage. Are there better places to live? Of course. I spent 4 years in San Francisco.
Cut six.
Doug, would you like it if somebody got you a sex robot?
No, I'd pass on that.
What if it were for Christmas, though, from the whole family?
No, thank you.
Samantha is interactive. She likes to be touched. She has different modes of interaction. She has romantic, she has family, and she has also sexy mode. Basically, the G-spots and also the breasts.
Guys, was that Andy Kaufman selling his sex robot? That's from Uncle Leonard's Love Child. That does sound like Andy Kaufman.
Cut seven.
I'm glad Tim's not single out in the bars. Way more girls for Biff to bring home from the bars.
Sure.
You rhyme bars with bars. You just rhyme bars with bars.
I didn't hear it.
I got to tell you, there's not a dry eye in the building here.
It says, I'm glad Tim's not single out at the bars.
Oh,
it
goes on.
Way more girls for Biff to bring home from the bars.
Right.
So, Doug is out there for all the man whores.
Okay.
That's the end of it.
That's a good place
onions.
To end it.
All I can say is onions.
It's a good place to end it.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
I say you do tip when you get a female driver. But you don't tip at the end of the drive. You tip at the beginning of the drive, and you tip well enough, and they'll drive topless for you.
Oh, they will not. No one's ever done that for you.
Here's what I'm going to do to prove it. I'm going to send in a photo on the text as soon as I hang up of my personal Uber driver. And
she drives topless for you. This could affect Uber's stock in a very positive way.
Cut two.
Doug, wow. You were asking about this Comrex. Yeah,
this is how we can now move to Florida or somewhere else and do the show and sound like we're still in St. Louis.
You cannot do that to your St. Louis fan base.
Well,
stay loyal.
I don't.
Doug, we need you at the sandwich shop. We need you at the gas station. We need you in St. Louis where you are a important part of the community.
We have a total of 14 listeners, and that's it.
15. Cut three.
Without part two, you never get that Karate Kid theory.
Yeah, I'm with Iggy on this one.
It's not going to go well for you on the fan page.
I just don't know.
Like it always does.
What percentage of the population is really interested in how Misty Plops met Cucky the Dwarf? I mean, do we really care?
Cut four.
How much tipping are you talking about?
Depends on how big the breasts are, Doug.
She not only agreed to go topless, but allowed you to take pictures of it as well.
Well, I had a tip extra that time.
Cut five.
Doug there?
Yes. What is it now?
Listen, stupid. You're going to go to a hockey game with a guy that takes sex toys to a strip bar.
Well, I didn't know that until now.
You won't go with me. Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry that you didn't realize that. But you won't go with me when I offer free tickets last year at the playoffs. You won't go with Adam, will you?
No, I don't think I will.
Oh, no, because you're on the ice. You know, you're going to hang out with the big ballers.
That's
you gotta have naked pictures that they found online.
Cut six.
Since I noticed on the fan page people are leaving onion rings on toilet handles, should you leave a McNugget on the toilet?
No. No food in the restroom. Simple rule. None.
It's just an onion ring on a toilet handle,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, but then the next guy's got to deal with it.
Yeah, I disagree.
Do that.
I think
it gives an option for the person to enjoy a treat while
no one's going to eat the onion ring proper.
Cut seven.
Hold on. Can you give the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and let's make it a big... Hold on.
We're here, Biff.
We're trying to set up. This is the play of the season. Plowsy's going to give... All right, ready?
Biff can't hear us.
I can hear you guys.
You can't hear us.
3, 2, 1.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear us now?
Clip that off.
Hello, Biff. Biff! Biff!